I reckon it'd be a real feel-good Friday for the people at the Juniton Fire Station. They're brand newy because it's the official opening today, and we've got the Captain Heath Martin with us from Juniton Fire Brigade. Hello there, Heath. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed. Must be a buzz of excitement there, mate.
Oh, it's fantastic. A bit chilly this morning, but yeah, it's an incredibly exciting time out here at Juniton this morning.
So tell me just the background to it. I know you moved over there just sort of in the last few weeks, and how long has it sort of been in the pipeline and come to fruition from when the idea first started for a new station?
So the brigade sort of got together in 2010 and thought I could sort of see what was going to happen with the suburb of Juniton and how quickly things were going to grow. So back then the brigade got a group together and decided what we want, and sort of progressed from there through to 2018, where we met with all the candidates for the seat of Bendigo East, which is the seat the station's in, obviously, and met with all the candidates. Shortly before the state election in 2018, the member for Bendigo East, Jacinta Allen, made a pre-election promise that if the Andrews government was re-elected, that they would supply $2.5 million to purchase land and then build a state-of-the-art facility for the brigade and the community of Juniton.
Yeah. Well, it's a win-win because, first of all, you've got the new station, and second of all, a politician kept a promise. Else, bells.
Yes. No, it's been fantastic. It really has. It still hasn't really sunk in for a lot of us, to be honest, to walk into the new facility and see how well we're set up for our current brigade, but we're also now set for the future as the community continues to grow and also the brigade continues to grow into the future.
Yeah, well, that's really important because, you know, that is one of the many growth corridors around our city, so you need to be able to grow with it to make sure you can keep on top of. Sadly, you know, in a way, we hope that the fire engines just get polished every day and Bob's your uncle, but we know that you're going to be called out to some major incidents, and it's good that you've got the right equipment and the right team to be able to do it.
Yeah, fantastic. No, it is a really, really special day today for a lot of the brigade members, so we're all looking very much forward to what's going to happen this morning.
And Heath, you got a bit of shiny stuff around there, a few of the big brass up as well?
Yeah, there's a few special guests arriving this morning. I haven't seen the final guest list, but yeah, there'll be some pretty important and special people to the brigade here today.
And it must be from your viewpoint, you know, not that you guys ever do any of the work for Kudos, but it also must be nice to be the captain for what is a very historical day.
Yeah, certainly is. I'm under no illusion to how happy today will be for a lot of people and how lucky I am to lead such a special brigade. We're basically a big family out here. So, I'm under no illusion. There's been a lot of work done before my time. I only took over captain in 2018. There's been 10 captains within the brigade since 1942 when it was incepted back then. But, yeah, I'm under no illusion how lucky I am to be at the wheel today for this opening.
Fantastic. Well, you deserve it. Congratulations to you, mate, and to all of the team at the Juniton CFA. And we wish you every success and look, it's a cracking day, a bit cold at the moment, as you said, but it looks like a cracking day, so it's going to be a lovely one to open the new station. Thanks for chatting to us, Heath.
No worries. Thanks for having me on. Have a good morning.
Yep, you too. That's Captain Heath Martin from CFA in Juniton.